If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. Mm-hmm. We'll always have it on forever and forever.
Forever and eternity.
Forever and more. Yes. Yeah, that's right. All right, how about some more music?
Yeah. Who is it? Who?
Dale Burson.
Oh, yeah.
Brand new CD. I like this
song.
He
didn't send two.
Yeah, he did. I gave it to you last week.
Okay. He me under the bus.
Right, I will. Yeah, absolutely. He bought her a dog.
Met a little lady I couldn't live without. Much to everyone's surprise, finally settled down. Started making plans on a house tucked out in the country. The first 3 years flew right by, everything was going fine. Then she threw me a curve late one Sunday night. Said she thought it might be time we got started on a family. She's sure it was a baby would make our dreams come true. So I bit the bullet, did what any good loving husband would do. I bought her a dog, cutest little thing you ever saw. She can feed him, she can clean him, she can love him, she can hug him, and she never talks about babies at all. All because I bought her a dog. Now she calls him baby, and he's her pride and joy. He can't walk through the living room without tripping on his toys. And he's got a different sweater for each and every holiday. Well, he sleeps in between us every single night. We couldn't make a baby even if we tried, 'cause he growls when I touch her, and I guess that's the price I pay. Well, you'd think she was his mama by the way she babies him. Well, sometimes she calls me daddy. I just grit my teeth and grin. I'll tell you one thing, I had to do it all again. I buy her a dog, cutest little thing you ever saw. She can feed him, she can clean him, she can love him, she can hug him, and she never talks about babies at all. All because I bought her a dog.
That's good. I love that song. She wanted a baby, so I bought her a dog. I love it. Outstanding.
Ah, what a great idea.
And saved yourself a lot of money.
Really?
Even if you're spending money on the dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're saving yourself quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I want to know what kind of dog you got her.
Yeah, I do know. It's one of them yapping little lap dogs. I saw it, too.
Ankle biter.
It was, too. Holy cow. Yeah, but it is her baby,
yeah,
so
her
there
baby.
You go. Right. Yeah. Whose bright idea was this?
What you got?
Well, whose bright idea was it to put lights in the barn?
Yeah, exactly. And on tractors.
Whose
idea was that?
What have you been saying all along?
Do not fix the lights on your tractor.
No.
Do not go to work for somebody that's got lights in the barn.
That has lights in the barn.
Don't do it.
Don't plow the power to the barn.
No, don't leave it alone.
quit.
Yeah.
Well, but look at it this way. You can run your milking machine now.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So I guess there's a plus.
That's the only way I'm going to milk a cow.
I saw your milking machine the other day.
It's dandy, isn't it?
That's a dandy milking machine.
It's kind of a pain to clean, but it's better than the other way.
You big cheater.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, for heaven's sakes. Well, they would never let you milk anyway.
No, it takes too long. Tina would not let me milk the cow.
Takes too much grain.
Takes too much grain, gives her a bellyache.
You're right. Yeah. Well, me too.
Yeah, yeah. You too?
Me too, yeah.
Well, the problem is the spigots aren't long enough, okay? I keep squirting myself on the side of the head.
You run out of territory,
exactly.
Do you?
Exactly. And every time I squeeze, it hits the side of my head. So there.
All right. Well, you've got good reason.
There you
right?
go. Yeah. Well, and when we got married, we made a deal.
Yeah.
I would shoe the horses.
Yeah.
She would milk the cow. Now Sam chews the horses, and she still
milks the cow. I see nothing wrong
with
that.
That's a good deal.
I mean, that's still...
Win-win.
That was the original agreement.
That's right.
That was in the marriage certificate.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That works.
Yeah. It did for years.
Right.
And still does.
And still does. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, even though you've quit chewing.
Yeah.
Right.
And Tina's almost quit milking.
Yeah, she... Is she bad?
It's getting hard on her.
She's
getting a little long in the tooth. I might have to swap her.
Oh, my. Yeah, well, I'm telling you, you ain't wired for 220. So.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Not a chance. Whose
bright idea was it to put a greenhouse in?
Yes.
It was mine.
Yes.
It was a free greenhouse, so I tore it down.
Uh-huh.
I moved it.
Carefully.
I set it up,
uh-huh.
And then the wind tore it down.
So, not carefully either.
And not carefully either.
Yeah.
It was like somebody set a bomb off in that thing. We had left the door open when we both went to work.
Yeah.
Because it gets hot in there.
Yeah.
And then they had one of these microbursts, and the wind went right in the door and blew the sides out of that thing. I mean, I was finding panels down in my neighbor's pasture. Yeah.
500 yards away.
Yeah. Whose bright idea was that?
Well, you want to hear my theory?
Yeah.
I've got a great theory.
What is it?
And I think I'm fairly close.
Yeah?
You know, we've been having some extreme weather,
sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Wind, rain,
sure.
Lightning.
Yeah.
Well, it's because of the solar panels.
Oh, there you go.
It keeps reflecting the heat back up into the atmosphere and causing this extreme weather.
And you think it's because we're green.
Yeah.
Let's have a little cowpoke poetry, shall we? Yeah. I wondered what it sounded like if Dr. Seuss counted cows at the gate.
One cow, two cow, red cow, moo cow. Old cow, new cow, black cow, whose cow? This one has a C-section scar. That one's branded Rafter R. Say, what a lot of cows there are. Yep, some are red and black ones too. Some are old, some are new. Some cows are wet or haven't bagged yet. And some are open, you can bet. Why are they open, wet, or haven't bagged yet? Don't ask me, go ask your vet. Some are thin, some are fat. The fat ones are where the money's at. From there to here, from here to there, mother cows are everywhere. There is one that likes to run. She'll run for fun till you get your gun. Oh my, oh me, oh me, oh my, what a lot of cows go by. I see them come, I see them go. Some are fast, some are slow. Most are gravid, don't you know? Not one of them is like the other. Don't ask me why, go ask your mother. Keep them straight, don't crowd the gate. If that old hide don't move, just sit back and wait. That one has three teats, most have four. Hogs have eight teats, some have more. Did you ever count this kind of cow? Not all can do it, but we know how. If you never did, you really should. Counting cows is fun, and fun is good. Where do they all come from? I can't say. Perhaps the neighbors from far, far away. Don't push the fence, just use some sense. Give them some room, you're making them tense. Shut off your four-wheeler, you're spooking my mount. Oh, for heavens to beat, now I've lost the count. From near to far, from here to there, mother cows are everywhere. They're in the pasture, they're eating grass, they're chewing their cud and belching out gas.
Back to the barn we run right away and prepare ourselves for another long day. Today is gone, today was fun, and tomorrow is another one. Every day from here to there, mother cows are everywhere.
Well, there you go. That's what it sounds
one
like.
One cow, two cow.
Two cow, red cow, moo cow. All right.
I like it.
Let's have some Dick's pick.
Oh, man, this one is a classic. Yeah.
Who's singing?
Ian Tyson.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What's he singing?
18 inches of rain.
Very nice.
Not a broke horse on the place. A pickup truck won't go. The tractor lost a wheel. About a week ago, the wind is from the east, blowing hard across the plains. I'm high and lonesome, waiting for a change. Just give me one broke horse with a good fitting saddle that's easy on your back. One good old woman who makes up the difference for everything I lack. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. The coffee's kind of bitter, is it the water? Pour the pot until I get to town. I'll make do with what I got. The Copenhagen's running low. I should quit it anyways. Me and this old outfit, we've both seen better days. Just give me one rope horse with a good fitting saddle that's easy on your back. One good old woman who makes up the difference for everything I lack. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue skies, 18 inches of rain. Just give me one broke horse with a good fitting saddle that's easy on your back. One good old woman who makes up the difference for everything I lack. One last chance to sell my calves before the prices go to hell again. Clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. Just give me clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain. Just to give me clear blue sky, 18 inches of rain.
Oh, nice. That is
I told you.
That's a classic. Mm-hmm. I love it. 18 inches of rain, just not all at once.
Not all at once.
Yeah,
no.
Right. Yeah.
No.
All right.
Let's scatter it out.
We are talking about whose idea was this, but it's time to get out to a cowmercial. When we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2024 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, October 11th and 12th. Registration opens Friday, October 11th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, October 12th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, October 11th and 12th, at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.